You're listening to 90.3 Near FM. It's Northside Today. Johnny here, and that was Rod Stewart with Tonight I'm Yours, Don't Hurt Me. I did say Rodders earlier. Of course, we all know that's his nickname. Now, a very significant planning application has been lodged by Gannon Properties to complete a development on lands they own in Clongriffin. And I'm now joined by Councillor Cian O'Callaghan from Social Democrats to tell us more about it. Good morning, Cian, and thanks for joining us.
Morning, Johnny. How are you?
Yes, very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Good, thanks. Yeah.
Good. First of all, Cian, permission has been sought for 1,950 studios and apartments across 15 blocks, of which 58% would be built to rent units. And also for apartments on the site previously reserved for a school, 23,000 square metres of commercial and office space as well, two high-rise blocks and also an 8-screen cinema. So tell us, Cian, what are your concerns in relation to the planning application on this basis?
Yeah, I suppose firstly just to say, I mean, you know, the people in the local community very much want to see the development finished and transition finished off, and it's, you know, when the economic crash came, it kind of stalled the whole development there, so there will be a relief when it is completed. With that said, people want to make sure it's done, you know, to the best possible standard. And the original vision for Clongriffin really was for a kind of mixed-use town centre with lots of employment opportunities and lots of residential, and then, you know, good kind of retail that would go with that. And one of the things the area has probably lacked over, you know, since it's been built is not having a lot of footfall during the daytime. And that's because it's just been kind of residential with a lot of people commuting in and out of town and further afield. So having a lot more kind of office space there would mean people would be able to, you know, walk, cycle to work. You'd have, at peak times, you'd have two-way commuting and two-way traffic, which is, you know, more efficient use of your public transport, and often means you can have higher capacity if you've two-way flows like that. It justifies the extra investment. So that kind of original vision was really positive, and it is a pity with this application that we're moving away from that towards a kind of concentration of residential. There's a bit of office space in it, but nothing near the original plans. And as you know, your listeners might be aware, on the north side, we kind of have a lack of high-quality office space compared to other parts of the city and compared to the south side in particular. So in effect, a lot of people living on the north side are commuting over to the south side, commuting back, creates obviously congestion, capacity issues in public transport, you know, takes away people's quality of life in terms of the time and all that. So it absolutely makes sense to have lots of really good employment opportunities in the heart of Clongriffin, right next to the Dart station, where there's that infrastructure. And it would mean that we'd be creating more than just a kind of dormitory, kind of residential suburb. So that's a concern. Definitely the 58% build-to-rent is a concern as well. They would be bought by some sort of international investment fund. And I have no issue with some, you know, some build-to-rent on a smaller scale or a smaller mix. The on Borpsala on the Poombeg site, which is a similar size application, I gave the go-ahead for about 17% build-to-rent. So, you know, if it's part of an overall mix, you know, fair enough. But that's not what they're looking at. And, you know, in terms of building a kind of sustainable community for the future, it is good to have a mix of tenures. That's what's, you know, proven to work well, and kind of having a dominant build-to-rent tenure, you know, won't contribute towards that kind of community building that you want in the long term.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you, but I would have thought that a school for the area should be top priority to cater for the growing population in Clongriffin. Like, I believe the nearest secondary school is in Grange, in fact, and the primary is in Dunamead, and it would be only a matter of time when these, you know, become full to the maximum capacity. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, massively, and the reason a site is reserved is because it gives the option of, if and when the Department of Education need a site, they can then quickly get in and open something up. And that's the whole idea behind the site reservation. And effectively, if we reached a point where that site was never needed, and absolutely it will be needed, and there's a very strong message from the local schools and people involved in education locally that it is needed. But theoretically, if it wasn't needed, say in 10 years' time, after we have the boom that you'll have at both primary school and secondary level, if after that it turned out for some strange reason that it wasn't needed, it would then be free for the developer to build on and put housing on. But and that's the whole idea behind the reservation. So, you know, it's not like the land will sit there indefinitely. If it's not used in the next 10 years because of need, then it would revert to residential or some other use. But all the indications from everyone involved in local schools is that it absolutely will be needed. And I think it also provides a potential additional opportunity. One of the things they've done in North County Dublin very well by in these kind of newer developments, new communities, is when they've been providing a school, they've also put in community facilities with it. And by combining funding from the council for the community facility and funding from the Department of Education for the school and the sports hall, they've managed to create bigger facilities that can be used that otherwise wouldn't be available. So the schools benefit from a sports hall kind of twice the size of the usual footprint. And the way that works is the school has exclusive use of them up until you know, the late afternoon, early evening, and then it reverts to community use, and at weekends and summer then it's in community use. And they literally have a door locking system and all the rest that locks the doors during those times. So there's no, you know, there's no kind of crossover between the community facility and the school. There's no kind of security or safety issues in that regard. And it works very well, and it's pooling resources. And it's, you know, the times of the community use of sports hall, there isn't a demand, is the school times in any event. So it works very, very well. So with that school site, that is a model that we could be doing here. There's an absolute deficit of community facilities in the area. Very important. You know, there's thousands of new homes, and that's great. It's really positive. And we're literally going to have an entire generation of younger people and teenagers all kind of burst into the area at the same time. It's really important to have lots of facilities and activities, you know, positive things for them. And it's really important in terms of, you know, the families moving in, getting to know each other, that there's plenty of facilities and amenities for different events and activities for people getting to know each other and all of that. And the benefits from that are huge. And actually, when you don't do that and you don't get that right, there is, unfortunately, you know, negative consequences that you have to deal with later on and all sorts of costs that go with that. So,
yes, of course.
You know, to build on that site would just not make any sense. Absolutely need for a school, and then we definitely could be doing something good for the community there as well.
Under the new planning application, there would be one 17-storey block and another 15-storey development. What's your view on this in terms of the height limits?
Yeah, well, these are both in breach of the height limits in the city development plan. And I think as well, it's worth saying that the city development plan and the local area plan for the area actually allowed for quite substantial heights. It allowed for a much higher density level of development than would be normal in the surrounding area, and, you know, was quite ambitious from that point of view. So it's not like that those sorts of heights are needed. Like for suburban locations where the normal height at the moment is two stories, and yes, in Carrigrohane it's up to, you know, four, five, six stories, they're very, very tall buildings. And they're not necessary in terms of increased density and getting good use out of the land. And that seems to me just it's whatever about for, like, even in a city centre location by Irish standards, they'd be very high. I wouldn't have an issue with them necessarily in a city centre location. But going this far out into suburbs, it just seems to me a bit outlandish. I have to say my bigger concerns in the plans are the ones we've been talking about before. But with that said, I'm not sure that the high rise necessarily works for residential accommodation, and you can achieve a lot of density without going up that high. The most efficient way to height to build that anyway for in terms of land use and build costs is about six stories. Once you go beyond that, the build costs are quite high, they're not necessarily justifiable on those grounds.
Yes, I understand. What's your view, Cian, about the increased traffic congestion just outside Clongriffin, you know, at the Hole in the Wall Grange Road roundabout, and also Northern Cross in terms of development in Clongriffin itself? And also, you know, what do you think the fact that Clongriffin is a cul-de-sac, if you think about it, there's one way in, there's one way out. What's your view on that as well?
Yeah, I think the kind of cul-de-sac design was a good one in the sense that it stops it being having a lot of true traffic going through the area. So that is a good aspect of the design. there's huge pressure on the Hole in the Wall roundabout and on Northern Cross at the moment. They're absolutely saturated at peak times. And the original idea when all this new development was going to happen, going back 10, 15 plus years ago, was that those junctions were going to be upgraded to cope with all the additional housing and traffic. And that hasn't happened. So it's very hard to see all this additional housing going in, and especially if it's going to be residential rather than two-way traffic, which, you know, would make less of an impact. It's hard to see how that could happen without doing these upgrades at these junctions. So I think that's got to be, you know, something that we insist on. All of this new development comes with development levies that are paid to the city councils, and those development levies are paid to improve infrastructure. That's the whole idea of them. So they should be going into improving the local infrastructure to be able to cope with the increased number of people. And I mean, bearing in mind, you know, the Hole in the Wall Road and the roundabout there, and that was pre Clan Griffin being built. That was really a rural road going up to North County Dublin that wasn't in a huge amount of use. It is the junction further north is going to be realigned in the next year or so, which is near Balgriffin. That's positive, but that's going to, that realignment is going to bring more traffic onto it as well. It's just not kind of tenable to have thousands and thousands and thousands of new homes and not to upgrade your basic infrastructure to go with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that's an important part of the equation, and to improve the cycling infrastructure as well. It just doesn't make sense that at this stage we wouldn't have high quality segregated cycling infrastructure in the area to cater for people.
Yes, absolutely. There were initial plans to build a mosque in the area, and I believe those were scrapped, in fact, with the intentions now to build an old folks daycare centre or a home instead. Will this still go ahead, the old folks centre? Are you aware of it?
It's not in these plans. So effectively what was happening was kind of when the downturn was in place, and when there was less demand in terms of residential builds, they were looking at alternatives. Whereas now there's, you know, demand on residential is very high, so that's why they're going down that route. But the essence of good planning isn't simply responding to the kind of peak demands at particular times, and that's an important part of it. It's also planning communities that are going to stand well for the next 50 years and the next 100 years. That's how long the building's going to be in place, and longer. So that's why getting those kind of mixed uses, while it mightn't achieve the maximum return for a developer now, that, you know, mixed uses are good planning for the future. And you can see that done very effectively over in parts of the south side next, Sandyford Industrial Estate, and that, where you have a lot of rental accommodation, a lot of places that people can buy to live, and you have a lot of employment uses and a lot of retail. So it does reduce that amount of kind of travel that people have to do. Which, you know, if we're serious about climate change, and I think we all are, then, you know, that's absolutely the way to go. Is you're trying to plan for reduced journeys, reduced emissions, so that's where the kind of real, like, I think, challenge on this is. It's hoping that the planners and both planola don't take a very short term view on this, but think how is this going to work in the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years. If mistakes are made at planning now just by reacting only to the kind of market demands, then we're going to be living the cost of that for years to come. And yeah, at the planning stage, that you can cut out an awful lot of these problems. You won't get everything. You can't get everything perfect, but you can do a really good stab at it, you know, at the planning stage. And I think it's the developer's going to get a good return anyway, and you know, so. So it's just about getting the balance on that.
Yeah, and actually, just as you mentioned that, and looking at the bigger picture in terms of planning, like at present, actually, there's only one shop centre store there, and it's quite small.
Yeah.
The nearest supermarket is in Dunamead Shopping Centre. That's Dunn's, and there's Tesco in Clare Hall, which is quite a distance away. Are there any plans for shopping facilities in Clan Griffin?
Originally, there was going to be a Supercoin, which is now Super Value, up near the Dart station. That was the original plan, and they pulled out from the development wasn't completed. And the key challenge for retail that's been found is lack of footfall during the day. And that's why if there was good quality office employment in there, you'd have the footfall during the day, then you'd have people who are working elsewhere coming home in the evening, and you'd have that footfall in the evening and at weekends. So the whole area would be vibrant and thriving. And in order, the smaller retails really depend on getting, you know, some larger retail in. It's a, you know, it's that kind of ecosystem kind of that they thrive off each other. And if you have several different bits of retail, you know, then it lends itself to coffee shops and everything else. So that's what's kind of missing from the area. And there is a significant population there. So it's just, if you got that mix right, the retail would follow. You'd have that vibrant community, and it would just give the place life. I mean, it's incredible when you see it in the evening and people are coming off the buses and trains, how many people are around, and then it can be incredibly quiet, you know, during the day. So that's why this part of the planning process is so important.
Absolutely. And you've made a formal submission about your concerns to On Board Planola. Any word back yet?
No, well, this would be, that was only a couple of weeks ago. So this is these kind of planning applications, it's quite a long process, several months, and they will typically delve into the detail with it. So, you know, you would be looking at something in line of 6 months before you'd expect to have a decision on this, you know, give or take. Even though they do go into it in huge detail, you know, it's not like a kind of short process over a small application like a home extension or anything like that. So we will know where we stand there, and very much hoping that Down Board Planola will take the plans and say, well, look, we need to change this and change that, and that's going to be a good result, and then we can move on and have the place completed and get it right.
Right, so we leave it at that, Cian. Thanks again for joining us today. And hopefully again we can talk soon. And all the very best and take care.
Thanks very much, Johnny. Good luck.
Good luck. All the best. Now, that was Councillor Cian O'Callaghan, Social Democrats. He was talking about the planning application by Gannon Properties for housing, apartments and commercial office blocks in Clongriffin.